Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Moses moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright is walked intentionally. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Appling scores. There goes Wright trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. Gailhouse moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Judnick moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Lobbs scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Gailhouse moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gailhouse scores. Gutteridge scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright is hit by the pitch. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. George Castor now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL scores. Wright moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Browns. Sam West pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Sam West. George Dickey pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Frank Biskin now pitching. Leo Wells pinch hits for George Dick. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Joe Haynes now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. QL bunts for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Bill Trotter now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wright is walked intentionally. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling scores. Wright moves to third. It's 9-8, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright scores. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-8, White Sox. Merrill Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoge. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Hoge steals second. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Turner reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. Hoge scores. It's 12-8, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-4 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.